Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laquana and I am the fraud supervisor. May I please have the first and last name as well as the email address on the account you're calling in about?
It's Melissa Henderson. And the email address is melissahenderson@gmail.com.
I do thank you for that. Okay, we have an address of 12044 Lakeside Court.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and if we get disconnected, is a good telephone number 619-892-3948?
Yep.
Okay, and on this account, it looks as though the ketogenic fat burner as well as the detox cleanse was ordered on 10/26. You were charged $3.97 and $4.97. It also shows that on October 31st, the product was delivered. And it looks as though we also sent you a confirmation email to confirm that your order was placed on October 26th to the email address you verified. Unfortunately, we wouldn't classify this as a fraudulent account because all of the information has been verified and the product also shows that it was delivered. We can process a refund.
I'm looking right now. What day did you send me the confirmation email? I'm sorry. I get hundreds of emails a day, and I did not catch this until my bank called me this morning.
Yes,
and they said that I had a weird charge on my account. So I looked, and I'm like, I didn't order that.
Okay.
So I also had another credit card get hacked last week, and I had to change that credit card as well. So I But now that I'm looking at it, it looks like there's something more, you know, it looks like it came from, they know everything because it came, everybody's telling me I was notified. Hang on a sec. I'm still looking for that email. I want to make sure I know how this happened so I can not make it happen again because I changed all my credit card numbers already.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay. Well, did you, when you said your financial institution contacted you, did you file a dispute with them in reference to the charge?
No. They just noticed it was out of my spending, you know, not in my normal spending habits. And so they called me. They do that. It's a credit union. And they notified me that it was outside of my normal spending habits and did I actually place the order? And I said no. So then I called, the fraud department called me and they said that, if they canceled one order automatically, I guess, and one of them tried to post and I could see it pending on my account. And so they said that if, they rejected it, and if it posts to my account, then they said they would pursue it as a fraud. But if it doesn't post to my account, then then they'll just mark my account and give me a new card. So I ordered a new card, and I'm looking for my email confirmation, and I don't. Was it on the, what date, the 28th?
The 26th.
Oh, the 6th. Okay, hang on. I get so many emails. I didn't even notice the $3 charge and the $4 charge. I didn't even notice those until I was trying to figure out how whoever, you know, got both of my card numbers because I haven't left my house in months, you know? just to get gas and go to the grocery store. So, let's see, 26. I only use PayPal, so this is a different, you know, outside of my normal ordering process here. And I don't see... Well, one more page. I got more. Oh, here it is right here. I didn't, I never opened it. I never opened it at all. I just now opened it. I'm looking at it. I tried to call you folks this morning using the phone number that was on my bank statement, but it won't let me dial it. It says that it's good for AMT processing or something like that, and then you can't dial it. So it must be just for the bank. But when I found the email for today's charges in my email, in my mailbox just now, it had a different number on it, and that's why I called you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we can process a refund, being that the product wasn't returned back to us.
Okay.
It wouldn't be a full refund. I can process a 75% refund back on that charge, and that'll get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days. I can definitely do that.
On the $99 charge?
Yes, ma'am.
I did not order that.
I understand that you're stating that you didn't order it, but what happens is that the product was ordered on October 26th, the $4.97 and the $3.97, that charge coincide with the charge on for the $99.98, being that the product was not free and it's basically try before you buy. So once the product is shipped out, if it's not returned back to us before the trial ends, then you're going to be billed for it. We have the tracking number which shows that the product was delivered. All of the information.
I have never received anything from you at all, or I would know what this charge was for, honestly.
Yes, ma'am. I understand what you're saying, but this is why you were transferred to the fraud department and not a regular supervisor, because we do work hand in hand with the financial institution, the fraud department, and the dispute department. So if we were to contact your financial institution and ask them, if we contact them and say, well, we have a mutual customer, can you verify the address? Can you verify the email address, the telephone number? If all of that information matches, then they're going to deem that the charge is not a fraudulent charge and that it was a trial and the trial was not concluded. We completely understand what you're saying, but we also have to go by what can be verified. Now, if you were to contact us and say the name matched, but the address did not match, telephone number, if none of that information matched but the name, then we would be able to conclude that, in fact, that it's a fraudulent account because you were not able to verify any of the information. We also have a tracking number which shows that the product was delivered to the address which was verified. So we have to take all of that into consideration. And even though you have a credit union, it's not the credit union who will handle the dispute. What they would have to do, they would have to reach out to Visa. Visa is the one who's going to do the dispute. Visa is the one that's going to be investigating it. And once
okay,
we provide
well,
that.
Yeah, that's fine. That is all fine. That's all fine and dandy here. What I'm trying to say is that I did not order this. I did not receive the product. And I don't know how. I don't know how it got ordered. I mean, I have no idea. So I'm trying to find out how it happened so I can stop it from happening again. And I don't want to pay for a product I never even got. Matter of fact, I never even don't even know what your product is. So so you have already charged my bank account?
Yes, ma'am. You were already billed.
That is not what they told me this morning.
You were billed for one. You weren't billed for both of the products. Being that your account is canceled now, we're not going to attempt to charge you for the other product, but we can process the 75% refund for the $99.98.
Unbelievable. Well, I know where this goes because I have had my cards hacked before, so this goes absolutely freaking nowhere. So go ahead and give me the refund because I've taken this all the way to, you know, pressing charges, and no one ever does anything about anything. So I just want to see what my bank says here.
I'm sorry. What did you say, ma'am?
Go ahead. Let's just go ahead and go ahead and just do the 75% because it's going to cost me days and days of trying to deal with this crap. And I've already changed my account number, so nobody can charge to this account anymore anyway.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I did go ahead and process that refund, and that'll get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, I'm going to call my bank and let them know what has been decided on this, and that we have come to an agreement. Otherwise, it turns into a freaking nightmare for everybody. All right, well, thanks for your help, and hopefully this will stop happening to me.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. You too.
Yes. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.